الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويغفر لكم، والله ذو الفضل العظيم. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العلي العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama kiram, respected elders, friends, youngsters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Indeed, the greatest ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each and every one of us with is the priceless ni'mat and gift of iman. We need to be eternally grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'mat and continuously express our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, we are living in times where people are losing their iman in moments. And the tragedy is that what the reality of what is lost is not even there. A person has an expensive coin in his pocket and he's going off to purchase something, or he may be going to the jeweler to exchange that coin for some rands or whatever the case may be. But then he puts his hand into the pocket. Once he enters the jeweler's shop, he realizes that he doesn't have it in his pocket. If that does not bring any concern to him, then we will be concerned about that person. In a similar manner, how many people around us don't we see we losing the iman, and they do not even have the realization that they have lost something extremely great, and we ourselves do not have any fikr and concern for them. Then those of us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this ni'mat of iman, generally we do not make that kind of shukr that we ought to. Being an extremely great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is also our iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His kalam, the Quran al-Kareem. And in the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the guidelines how to protect this iman. And it's also our iman that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us guidelines in the ahadith, in the ahadith mubarakah, also how to protect this iman of ours. If we have to imbibe within us these great guidelines that have been chalked out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as explained to us by Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this iman of ours will remain intact. And this iman will remain with us with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till that moment. And that moment is definitely going to come. Which moment? That moment when Malakul Maut is suddenly going to come, and when he's going to tap the door and he is going to take the ruh of ours suddenly. Then we have spent our lives in a manner that we have protected this iman of ours, and then the journey to that akhirat also becomes an enjoyable journey. And at the same time, just like how any other journey we undertake in this world, if we have to give somebody a direction from point A to point B, then together with explaining to him the points where you will have to take right, you will have to turn right, certain points you will have to take a left, and certain landmarks a person will indicate along the way. This is how we will give a person directions to a certain place. But together with that, we will not just restrict ourselves to the directions, but those dangerous points along the way, that is also highlighted. In our new South Africa, it is something that is quite common, where all of a sudden we come across a pothole, and that pothole is so dangerous that, leave alone just puncturing our tires, sometimes a person, Allah Ta'ala make hifazat, he can lose his entire car, and that could be a means of him losing his life also. So a person will explain to him that when you come to a certain point, then there's an extremely deep pothole. As you go further at this stop street, make sure the doors are locked, the windows are closed. Why? Because the surroundings are very dangerous. In a similar manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have also outlined in the Quran al-Kareem, and Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith mubarakah has explained to us those points which are dangerous for our iman. Those points which shaitan and nafs use to hijack us of this iman. If a person is not cautious about this, then shaitan will snatch that person's iman, and as mentioned, a person will not even realize that his iman has been snatched. Those things that are a catalyst or a means of a person's iman being snatched away. In the hadith, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Quran al-Kareem, these things are regarded as a fitna. What is a fitna? Fitna is that which will topple a person's deen. It will topple his dunya. He will topple everything of his. It will turn a condition from happiness to sadness, a condition sometimes from prosperity to otherwise. Every situation of his can be turned because of a fitna. Different fitnas Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has outlined in the hadith mubarakah. But before going into those fitnas, There is a list of these fitnas which Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has outlined for us. But Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us the protection for all these fitnas before even explaining the fitnas. In the hadith that Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, the hadith which we would like to discuss during these few minutes, Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتَنَا. Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, hasten towards doing good deeds. Hasten towards doing a'mal salihah. Why a'mal salihah? Good deeds, good actions. This is that protection for our iman. It is a protection, just like how when a person purchases a property. Again, in our New South Africa, not to run our country down, but just something that is natural, which we all find ourselves in this position. If a person purchases a property, amongst the first things that a person does before even drawing up a plan of what he wants to put on that property is to put that boundary wall or to put a fencing around it. Why? Because the day he starts bringing the material for that building, if he does not put that fencing around, he does not put that boundary wall, then before the next morning, all the material that has been put onto that property will be gone. In a similar manner, this property of iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, it is on this property we will be building our iman, and our ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build on this iman. But what is the protection for that iman? The protection for that iman is a'mal salihah, good deeds. And now when we look at the list of a'mal salihah, then there is an entire list of a'mal salihah. So which good deeds a person should do, carry out, so that he may put a protection around his property of iman. So as the rule is, it is the rule of priority. Al-aham fal-aham. What is most important that a person should bring into his life first. And what is most important? It is our fara'id. And amongst the fara'id, the greatest pillar, the greatest farz of our deen is that of salah. Let us look at our lives. What is the condition of our salah? Is the condition of our salah such that everything of our lives revolve around our salah, or does our salah revolve around everything else? Do we give our salah that importance that is due to it, with its proper performance, with the proper wudu, proper ghusl? Do we give that salah importance in our life? Or it is just a haphazard salah? If the salah fits in, well and good. If the salah doesn't fit, we will see later. Na'udhu billah. This is a very, very sad state of our affairs. Then this is, one is our own salah in our personal capacity. Then within our families, within our household, what is the importance of salah? How often doesn't it happen that we send our children to school, and that young son of ours, who is already of age, and the school that he is attending, maybe just a few steps away from a masjid, but leave alone not attending salah in the masjid, which is wajib, even in that school environment, he does not perform his salah. And this sometimes carries on for years. When the child comes back home, as a parent, are we concerned whether he has performed his zuhr salah? Then as the day progresses, when it comes to the time of maghrib and isha salah, if a person sends his child to a maktab, then maybe the asr salah is performed. But if that is not the situation, maybe it be the asr salah that is also made qaza. Then at the time of maghrib salah, we are worried about eating our meals. When it comes to the time of isha salah, then what is the situation? The child has a lot of homework to complete. So the Isha Salah too is not completed. The Isha Salah is not performed. And then again the Fajr Salah is made qada. Why? Because the child was studying till very late in the night. So these are all excuses. And what are these excuses for? For securing a better life as far as this dunya is concerned. Now let us compare our life of this dunya with the life of the akhirah. When we compare our life of this dunya to the akhirat, it is just like that pin that is put in an ocean, and when that pin is removed, that needle is removed, that little amount of water that remains on that little needle, that is not even the comparison of this, of the life of this dunya to the akhirat. The life of the akhirat is forever and forever. When a person is going to go down into the qabr, is he going to be asked regarding the degrees that he has brought? Or what is going to be the question? The questions are going to be, Mar Rabbuk? Who is your Rabb? Now if a person performed his salah in, and his salah was in order his entire life, his iman was in order, then when he is put down into the qabr, then he will be able to answer that my Rabb is Allah. And then the second question which the malaika will pose to the person, what was your deen? Ma deenuk? What was that deen that you followed in this world? If Allah Ta'ala make hifazat, but if we had to put our child, for example, in a schooling environment that was not, which the surroundings was not that of iman, and it may have been of some other religion, other culture, when the child goes in the morning to the school, firstly, he did not even perform his Fajr Salah. Leave alone after Fajr Salah, reading some du'as, reading the Yasin Sharif. So he leaves the home without reading his Fajr Salah. Then when he attends the school, then he is hymning the praises of some other religion, other culture. And this is how he begins his day. So now when that child of ours is going to go down into the qabr, what can we expect of that child? Is the child going to say my deen was Islam, or was my child going to say that my deen was something else? How often we hear this. People mention that I attend the masjid with my father for salah. The only reason being that he is taking me for salah, but I am no more a Muslim. How many of our daughters attend universities? When they come home, they may be donning the dress of a mu'mina and a muslima, but bottom of the heart, she is no more a mu'mina, she is no more a muslima. We should be concerned about our iman and the iman of our children. So Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Badiru bil a'mal, hasten towards doing good a'mal. So the first ring of security around our iman is our fara'id. And the most important is that of our salah. Then going further, we have just passed the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed for us to keep the roza during this Mubarak month. But there are children who have been attending the school, have been attending universities, and they have not kept roza. Reason being, we had matric exams. Serious situation. These are realities where children are attending the school, and because of a flimsy excuse of writing an examination, the entire month of Ramadan, roza is not kept. Aren't we going to be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this? We as parents, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Allah kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyyati. Behold, each one of you is a shepherd, and each one of you will be questioned regarding his flock. So it is we as parents that have put our children in those environments. So if we have put our children in those environments, we have to take the responsibility to see that their iman is upheld. The ahkam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also kept in place. If that is not kept in place, they will be answerable, and we will also be answerable as parents. So the second farz, the second ring of security around our iman is that of our roza. Then comes that of zakat. A person discharging his zakat by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many of us may have discharged our zakat during the Mubarak month of Ramadan. But whether that zakat was discharged haphazardly or a proper calculation was made and then it was discharged. What if it was just a haphazard calculation and a person underpaid his zakat? Now when a person underpays his zakat, then this draws the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the different kinds of adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then start befalling the ummah. And then we wonder, why is the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming? Why are the different kinds of punishment coming? It is because a person has not paid his zakat in a manner that was due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the one category of a'mal which form a very strong ring of security around our iman. Then as far as our dunya is concerned, then we do not suffice on bare minimum. We always want to improve the quality of our lives. And what is our understanding to improving the quality of our lives? It is always getting more and more luxuries as far as this world is concerned. Why? Because we want to make the heart happy. Now let us understand, this heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with, naturally this heart is always looking for peace. This mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with, always looking for tranquility. Definitely we need to fulfill that need of the heart and mind. But where we are looking for it is in the incorrect places. A person is trying to fill his belly to fill the contentment of his heart. A person is trying to appease his eyes to fulfill the contentment of his heart, to fill that gap of his heart. The heart is empty. The heart is yearning. The heart is crying. The heart wants its nourishment. It wants its ghiza. It wants its food. But what we are feeding it with? We are feeding it with incorrect ghiza, with the incorrect nourishment. If we have to fill our heart with the correct nourishment, then we will get the enjoyment of this world. Then that will be a means of us getting the enjoyment of the akhirat. And what is the ghiza? What is the nourishment of the heart? What is that aspect that we will carry out beyond the bare minimum requirement of as far as our deen is concerned? It is Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its different forms. Sometimes it may be in the positive form, sometimes it may be in a negative form. A positive form, a person is performing nawafil salah, person is is keeping nafil rozas, a person is giving nafil sadaqat and khairat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the positive form of dhikrullah. But what is the negative? The negative form of ibadat, the negative form of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is staying away from those things that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is not doing something, a person just abstaining from something, that in itself becomes an ibadat. In the words of Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he so very often mentioned that how loving our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that by not doing certain things, you do not have to even take out the energy to carry out those actions. By not doing certain things, your energy is being saved, your wealth is being saved, time is being saved, yet a person is being rewarded in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So together with the positive ibadat is the negative ibadat, staying away from those things that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has this in his life, then he will be protecting that iman. And as mentioned earlier, then when the time is going to come, and the time is definitely going to come suddenly, when Malakul Maut is going to come, then a person is happy to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy to meet his banda. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he blesses us with lives that are pleasing to him, pleasing to Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us peace of heart, tranquility of mind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our meeting with him, the day we have to meet him, an extremely pleasant one. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Brother Muhammad Riaz. Has this meal given permission for Hanukkah to be performed to Brother Usama?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa mawlana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: النكاح من سنتي. وقال أيضا: فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام.
Brother Usama, with the wakalat of Brother Muhammad Riaz, hand over Tasmiya Abdul Aziz in your nikah in exchange of the dowry that has been agreed by both the parties. Do you accept Tasmiya Abdul Aziz in your nikah?
I have accepted Tasmiya in my nikah.
Barakallahu lakum wa baraka alaykum wa jama'a baynakum fil khair. Signatures can be done after Jum'ah Salah, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salam. Hayya 'ala s-salam. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu akbar. La ilaha illa Allah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi aliyy dhati azim sifati sami simati kabir shan jalil al-qadri rafi' al-dhikri muta'in amri jali al-burhan fakhim al-ismi ghazir al-ilmi wasi' al-hilmi kathir al-ghufran jamil al-thana'i jazir al-ata'i mujib al-du'ai amim al-ihsan سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوت بشرح الصدر ورفع الذكر، وصلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء. أما بعد، فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات، واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات، وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة، ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى، وإياكم البدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى، وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك، وعليكم الإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين، ولا تقنطوا من رحمة الله فإنه أرحم الراحمين، ولا تحب الدنيا فتكونوا من الخاسرين، ألا وإن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستكمل رزقها، فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب وتوكلوا عليه فإن الله يحب المتوكلين، ودعوه فإن ربكم مجيب الداعين، واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين. بارك الله، بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم، إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا، رضوان الله تعالى عليهم، وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوا مغرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحب أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغض أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم، ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها علانيتها وسرها اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا واهدنا سبل السلام ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الكريم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.